When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We have been talking a lot about the Falcons on Sunday. They take on the Giants. We got to go behind enemy lines. Paul Swartz is here in New York Post, Giants reporter. And, Paul, obviously the big story around the NFL is the quarterback change for us. But I want to spend some time talking about the team you cover, should I say, and that's the Giants. A lot of people are saying, hey, jobs are on the line, 3 weeks left. First and foremost, do you think Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are going to be back?
Hey, guys. Hey, by the way, I heard some Taylor Swift gear. I have a daughter. We may have to make a deal about this after I'm done here, okay?
There's
an autographed guitar, Paul. We'll put a bid in for you, brother.
It's a nice item.
Well, I was thinking more of like I do a great job on this, and maybe you just send it to me, or that's not quite the way it works.
No, it doesn't work that way.
All right, there is a holiday season. I'm up for Father of the Year here, but okay,
that's fine.
Look, there's a good chance they're going to be 2-15. Okay, so I think everything is on the table. I don't think it's. You know, there are some. Look, the Jets have already in town here. The Jets have already fired their GM and head coach. We know there are jobs. I think there's an average of 7 firings of head coaches every year for like the last 25 years. It's incredible turnover in this league. So it is certainly a possibility that one or both of these guys, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, go. I do not think it's a done deal. I don't think winning this game and then losing the next two would save them. You know, I think it's look, this has been a terrible season. This is the 100th year anniversary of the franchise. They made a big deal of this at the start of the year. All kinds of events, top 100 players, legends, celebrities, all kinds of things. And this is not what ownership envisioned. You know, I don't think they envisioned the Super Bowl, but they didn't envision being in line for the number one pick in the draft. So I would say everything is on the table, sure.
It's Paul Swartz in the New York Post. Guys, we go behind enemy lines here on the Giants. I was talking to Carl this year watching the in-season or the preseason Hard Knocks. I don't know. Is Daboll, is he an acerbic personality? Is Daboll misunderstood? I don't know. Some of the way it was presented, they kind of came off as a bit, I don't know, not good.
You mean the coach, Brian Daboll?
Yeah, and the GM, yeah.
Yeah, because Brian Daboll was not in it much. You know, that's what happened. No, this was a first-time deal, right? We're all used to Hard Knocks, right?
Right.
Summer Hard Knocks, right? Okay, here's the rookie who's trying to make the team. Here's the veteran who's coming off an ACL. Here's this. Here's that. You know, here's the interesting coach. Here's the interesting player, you know, behind the scenes. We get all that. So this was all new. And because it was an off-season thing, it was way more geared to the GM, right? The draft, free agency. There was no practices, a couple of OTAs we saw or things like that. So I know Brian Daboll really didn't want to have much to do with this. And you could tell in this he was not doing much. He was not really involved. You saw him interviewing Jaden Daniels. You saw him interviewing a bunch of the quarterbacks at the Combine. But, you know, a lot of the day-to-day, are we going to re-sign Saquon Barkley? Are we going to trade for Brian Burns? You know, are we going to trade up in the draft to try to find a new quarterback? That's the GM. And the scouts and the front office. So here's what I say about that, okay? I think they completely misjudged what was shown and what was not shown. And You know, they didn't have complete. I was thought in the beginning they had complete control of what
on
was
the edit.
They
right.
Didn't, they didn't have complete editing, final edit. You know, they said, well, this can't go in, but they. You know, HBO had to make a show that was compelling and interesting. So they're not going to. You know, I can't say to you guys, look, give me a script of everything you're saying, and then I cross out 40% of it because, right. No, that's interesting and intriguing. So here's what I really think is that moving forward, if there is another offseason HBO, a Hard Knocks, it will not be nearly as intriguing as the Giants because I know right. There are tons of GMs in the league who looked at it and said, not me, man, not me.
Yeah, I agree. Paul Swartz joining us, guys. New York Post, Giants reporter. Giants in town to take on the Falcons on Sunday. What's the strength of this team? As bad as they've been, two wins on the season. Do they have a strength?
okay, I'm glad this is not a half-hour segment. The strength of the Giants 2024. The strength of the team. You know, they don't really do anything exceptionally well at all. They had been running decently. They have not been now. Obviously, their passing game is decrepit. Their quarterbacks have been terrible. For the first half of the year, I would absolutely say the strength of the team was the pass rush. They were leading the league with 35 sacks. Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Azeez Ojulari, and Brian Burns, you know, they were leading the league in sacks. And I did not think that was sustainable. It certainly was not their, they have 41 sacks now, not bad, but they've really taken a nosedive. Dexter Lawrence is out for the season. Kayvon Thibodeau missed five games. Ojulari's out for the season. I would say if there was one thing you asked me, oh man, there's nothing. They don't stop the run. Their pass defense is not good. It had been credible numbers-wise, but really just because teams look at them and say, we don't need to throw as much because we can run on them, and late in the game, we don't have to throw because we're leading. This team has not had a lead. They have no great strength. Their punter is good.
Got a lot of work.
He just said their punter is good. That's how bad they are.
Right.
Their punter is good. Jamie Gillen's a strong left-footed punter. The punter is good. And you know what? That's important.
Yes, it is.
He punts a lot.
Paul, I'm sorry. It just makes it – listen, when we tell our listeners and Falcon fans, like, this is a bad football team, Paul covers his team every day. He's telling you the best part of the football team is the punter. That's why you right. should feel good about heading into Sunday.
Paul Swartz with us from the New York Post here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We do know they get after the quarterback, but there's some injuries. Talk about who's questionable because we did look at the run game. I think from a Falcon fan standpoint, Paul, it's going to be basically what we did in Vegas. We're just going to run it down your throat and try to create some nice opportunities for Penix.
Well, you know, Bobby Okereke, their best inside linebacker, hasn't played in a while. He's got a back issue. I would imagine he won't play again this season. He's out. So up the middle, right? You know, baseball, right? You want the shortstop, the second baseman, the center fielder, the catcher. In football, you want up the middle. Well, up the middle, they had one of the best in the league in Dexter Lawrence. He has a dislocated elbow. He is on IR. So, you know, it's just a bunch of guys out there, young guys, practice squad guys on the defensive line. Their edge rushers are Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau are pretty good. Burns is the lead there. But they, you know, yes, you can definitely run it on them. They're one of their better run stoppers, Tyler Newbin, a second round pick, a safety out of Minnesota. He's out for the season. I mean, look, you see the injury report, and that's not even the guys who are on IR. There's a chance, I think, that Deontay Banks, their first round pick last year, comes back and starts at cornerback. He struggled, but he's probably better than the backups and the guys they've signed off the street. I'm fascinated by this game because of Penix. You know, with Kirk Cousins, I'd be like, okay, the Falcons will probably win, but it could be ugly like it was last week, right? Penix fascinates me. You know, I watched him at Indiana. I watched him at Washington. The Giants were in the quarterback market last draft and didn't take him. They took Malik Nabers at 6, and Penix went 8. That surprised everyone because we knew that the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins and guaranteed him $90 million. So, fascinating. I don't know if it's good for the Giants or bad for the Giants. You know, good that they're a rookie who's making his starting debut, or bad because Kirk Cousins was so bad that Penix can throw the ball. We know it. And here's the problem. I don't think the Giants, as constituted right now on defense can do the things that good defenses do to take advantage of a rookie, right? There are things, there are games they can play. There are things they can disguise. There are things they can do to fool and keep a rookie off balance. They'll try to do some of it. I don't know if they have the manpower right now to do enough of it.
All right, we got to talk our ish.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Right now.
Welcome to Talk, presented by Cologuard. It's time to get low and screen for colon cancer. Quest your prescription at getlow2.com. That's the number 2 to learn more.
This is where we ask Paul Schwartz from the New York Post, if, in fact, the Giants are going to have success and win this game, what needs to happen?
Okay, a couple of things. Malik Nabers has a big game. You know, he's got 90 catches. He's going to get 1,000 yards, this season. He's a terrific rookie receiver. So he has a big game. You know, he could. I mean, he's a good, really good player. He has a big game, number one. Number two, the other rookie, Tyrone Tracy, he's listed as questionable with an ankle. I feel strongly he's going to play. He's had a couple of big games. He had like 145 yards against the Steelers, right? That doesn't happen very often. So he can have a big game. Offensive line is very average, but, you know, he can have a big game. Can Drew Lock have a big game? He has a puncher's chance, I guess, to have a big game. Yep. You know, he likes to run around and throw the ball. So, if he has time and can make some plays to Nabers, that's a big thing. As far as, look, it's a cliche, but if the Falcons play badly enough to give up, if, you know, Penix throws a couple of interceptions, throws a pick six, somebody drops the ball at the 5-yard line and the Giants get it there. I think the Falcons are going to have to gift the Giants 10 points at least to have any chance to lose this game.
All right, big man. We just know that the Giants are pretty awful, and it's a pretty good team for a rookie to start against. Truth be told, used to have season tickets. Met Mr. Mara, the good one, back in the day. The one who sounded like James Cagney, not his idiot son. Anyway, you have a great holiday season. We appreciate the time, Mr. Schwartz.
Thanks, guys. The Taylor Swift guitar, just, you know, I mean, it's Hanukkah, Christmas, just send it over and nobody needs to know between us,
all right,
okay?
Right on.
We got you covered.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul, good stuff. Paul Schwartz, guys, New York Post.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.